everybody. Welcome to the latest edition of the Mobilecast. We're coming to you live from Enron Enterprise here in Boston, Massachusetts, run by Engage Events. And I have the wonderful opportunity here to sit down with three esteemed members of the advisory board. And some of them are laughing that I've called them esteemed. You know, the good thing here is that they're all my friends. At least they were before we started. So, actually, I'm going to let you guys introduce yourselves. We'll start with you, Jack, just a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Thanks, Brian. We're not steamed yet, but we will be. I'm Jack Gold. I am the founder and principal analyst at analyst firm JDAC Gold Associates. I've been an analyst in the mobile business space, following the enterprise for about 20 years and been in industry for better than 40. So I'm looking forward to having an interaction with you folks.
I'm Maribel Lopez. I'm an industry analyst. I follow Jack around. No. I run Lopez Research.
Boop-boop-y-doo.
Exactly. Okay, fine. So I've been in the mobile space for quite a while as well and started Lopez Research in 2008. Over to you, Adam.
Thank you. Adam Stein, APS Marketing Principal. It's a firm that does product marketing, mostly for startups, some more established companies as well, doing the technology translation to market. I've been doing mobility for about 5 years. I'm a networking and security guy from Silicon Valley who's worked with a lot of startups over the last 15, 20 years.
So sadly, I hate to put it this way because it makes us all seem older than we are, but we probably have somewhere between 40 and 50 years of experience of mobile on this stage between the four of us.
Speak for yourself, yeah. Cass.
Between the four of us, not just you, Maribel.
And 80% of that is you, Brian.
There's a reason we call you the grandpa of mobile. But anyway, let's run right into this because we only have about 20, 25 minutes. And we're at M Enterprise. This is the second year of M Enterprise. It came out of M3, which became M6. And it's focused really on enterprise mobile. So we got a good group of people in the audience. But when you say, what are the trends you guys are seeing? So why don't you each take a trend either from your research or anything else that became something you want to talk about here at M Enterprise?
Okay. I'll start. There are a few things. So we've done a lot of research. We did a major enterprise mobile management study about 4 or 5 months ago now, and it got a lot of good data. But a couple of data points that I thought I'd throw out and we could discuss. I won't throw out a lot of numbers, mainly because I can't remember the exact numbers. So I'll give you some trends. But
Hold them up.
That's what happens when you get old, you can't remember anything.
Yeah, they're lies, damn lies, and statistics, so.
And the ones I don't remember, so. But a few trends that are very interesting. So number one is that we asked a lot of questions around BYOD, and the fact is that while people often talk about BYOD taking over the enterprise, we're finding that companies, we asked what they're doing currently, 1 year out and 3 years out, BYOD is shrinking. Going to be shrinking in phones and, more importantly, in tablets. We looked at tablets as well. And companies are pulling back. In the tablet space, what's interesting also is that today it's pretty much an iPad market. If we look out 3 years, Windows 10 on tablets and Android tablets have a very significant share. Their growth is much higher. Of course, it's starting from a smaller base. But they're going to have a very significant share of the enterprise marketplace, which is probably logical based on companies buying solutions rather than just going out and buying iPads and trying to fit things into them. A couple of other quick trends. One other quick trend is that we did a study recently on mobile apps and what it costs companies to delay putting mobile apps in the field. And the issue is most companies think about mobile app development as, you know, a RAD problem, rapid application development. It's really not. It's really rapid application deployment. And typical mobile apps take 6 months plus to get out of the field. If you can get a good enough app to your enterprise users internally, if you're talking about consumers, if you're a bank, you're going to spend gazillions of dollars and take all the time you need. But if you can get an app to your users quickly, 6 weeks instead of 6 months, the opportunity cost savings or the opportunity cost that you can recoup, the payback is somewhere between $53,000 and $97,000 per 100 employees, depending on, you know, how much they're getting paid and what business you're in and the like. So it's a very significant advantage if you can get apps out there very, very quickly. I'll stop there because there's more. Obviously, there's a lot more data in the study. It was about 200 pages by the time we got through the report. But those are a couple of key points I think that would be useful for people to understand.
Yeah, you were kind enough to share the report with me. And, you know, if you guys have a chance, please reach out to Jack because it is available. But what I, you know, it's interesting. I did the keynote on Monday night. And when it comes to enterprise mobility, there are a lot of tools out there, but it comes down to the experience you provide. And I think that actually leads perfectly into Maribel and, you know, some of this stuff that she shared on Monday night. And Maribel, why don't you tell us a little bit about your research? I know you've done a few changes recently with some of it, and yeah. All yours.
Yeah, so I think I came to M6, M6, then M Enterprise, so this is probably my sixth or seventh show with Engage now. And I've seen a lot of change in the industry in the several years that we've had, right? And when I came here, I was talking about this story about extending, enhancing, and evolving into mobile strategies. I see a lot of companies that are still, they're in one of two spots right now. They seem to either be in the extend or the evolve. The enhance just kind of went away. So they're either really doing things or they really aren't. And when I say really aren't, I mean they're just basically replicating what we have today. So I think there's a real opportunity, and where I've taken the research this year is looking at how mobile is integrating with existing business processes, looking at how mobile is integrating with the overarching IT stack to create something that I call right tech experiences, which is right information, right person, point of need, device of choice. I think of it less about mobile now as opposed to the right information on different screen sizes that have different capabilities. And I think that there's going to be a real big opportunity for the people that are sitting in the room right now looking at us, drinking their coffee, thinking, wow, it's too early for this, to basically change their businesses and become very strategic by having an understanding of the overarching technology landscape that they're in. So what's going on with big data and analytics? How do they use cloud computing and their mobile strategies? How do they put a underlying foundation of security that is in all those parts of the stack without it being impactful to the experience? And we had a big talk about that yesterday on the security panel. So I came to talk about digital transformation as opposed to just mobile, because I think that's where the industry is right now. We can use a bunch of technologies combined to digitally transform, and mobile is sort of the vehicle where the experience really matters and will change how we think about a lot of these new processes.
Yeah, I love that, Maribel, partially from the perspective of people when they think of mobile, they think of either tablet or phone. And you and I have talked before, you know, when you're talking about right time experiences, which I love the term, by the way, the fact that it's really having the right device at the right time. And the right device may be a laptop at times. It may be a desktop. It depends what you're doing, where you're doing it. And, you know, so when I take your digital transformation term, I don't actually love the term, but that's just me. I see it going across. It encompasses everything. And it's really delivering that right time experience. And I think that the other piece of that you mentioned Monday night is, and you've talked about a lot, context. And, you know, the big thing that I seen, the definition that I've used for IoT, and I think it applies to mobile or digital transformation, is it's not just delivering the information and the knowledge to the people and giving them context, but if they can't act on that knowledge, it doesn't matter. You're delivering them stuff and it just sits there. And it's the ability to act on it and for them to do those actions that make it so transformative.
Yeah, and I think you need in order to get context, you need to be able to get the data, analyze the data, provide something that's actionable, and then usually the action can happen on a mobile device. So they all synergistically go together. But we've talked about pieces of it, but we haven't talked about it holistically. So I'm kind of excited as where the conversation, the dialogue's going now around that, because I think we can do it. We have the technology to do it. We just have to have the vision around doing it.
Adam.
A couple of things. Well, I was thinking about, you know, while we were queuing up the session, and things that I've heard from customers and places I've been over the last 5-10 years. You know, first though, Brian, I talk about security. Security, not from the standpoint of, you know, just device security or application security, but a holistic stack security, looking at the overall mobile stack. Because when you look at, you know, the networking industry and what they've done over the years to secure the endpoint and secure the transport and secure the, you know, transaction, networking looked at all those different, you know, points throughout the stack of how you embed security. And I think what mobility is doing now and what people are thinking about is, how do I inject security so, to Maribel's point, it doesn't affect the user experience. It's transparent to the user experience, and yet they still have, you know, basically that the warm blanket, the fleece blanket feeling that, hey, whatever I'm doing on my mobile device and my mobile transaction, I know that it's going to maintain my information. My information is not going to go anywhere. Because really, when it comes to security, it's less, no offense, about mobility, more about my information. Is my information staying, or my organization's information staying, within the realm of where I want it to stay and not leaking, right? The whole thing of data loss prevention is about leak prevention, right? You know, we were talking about breakfast about cars. So I don't want any leaks in my cars. I want the car's oil and transmission system all kept intact. Well, security is no different than that. I want my information, you know, my vital information kept intact to my vessel. That's very important to me. The second thing that I want to talk about real quickly, and I talked about this, we actually built a really cool thing at SAP when I was there called the Mobile Maturity Map. So I'm a skier, and I know a number of people probably in the room are skiers. My face looks like this because I've met ski slopes head on and the trees. I've met them all, right? It's great. So
he had hair before he started skiing.
I did. Last year. So
see, these are the things you just can't get on a podcast unless
it's visual. Maybe he'll put something.
Well, to be fair, they are filming this as well. So if you guys are okay with it, we'll see if we can release the video as well. But this will definitely go up as
the director's cut.
Yes,
but wait, there's more. So when I look at skiing, there's a beginner slope, an intermediate slope, and an expert slope. It's kind of universal, right? The green circles, the blue squares, and the black triangles. Well, if I'm thinking about mobility in my business, what do I do when I'm beginning? What are the first things I do? What are the simple things that I can accomplish? And a lot of times it comes out to enterprise mobility management. That's the simplest place, the least common denominator, the greatest common denominator, where people start. Right? Then I like, okay, I go to the intermediate slopes. What am I doing now? Well, I'm thinking about applications. I may not be developing rich native applications. Maybe I'm doing web or hybrid applications. That's great. And from there, I'm like, well, I get advanced, and I think about, you know, granular security, native application development, and tying it back into my partner or community base via all kinds of identity management capabilities. So there's definitely a maturity model that you look at in mobility and things you need to think about as a business on where you are, because what's right for one of your peers or you might not be right for another. And that's the whole transformation thing. Some companies are different phases, and everybody goes to the ski mountain. They're all on the mountain. They're all thinking about, what am I doing? But they're on different paths and different maturity models. Doesn't mean you don't want to go to the other slopes, but go where it makes sense for you and progress as it makes sense for you.
Back to you. Want to
yeah, I wanted to pick up on a theme that Adam mentioned first. I'm not a skier. I'm very dangerous on skis, so if I hit the bunny slope, that's about it for me. But from a security perspective, it's very interesting. Some of the data that we've gotten in our surveys around mobile security is actually scary. The last survey we did, we asked companies if they've ever had a mobile security breach on anything. So we asked them specifically laptops, phones, tablets, etc. The two biggest categories were no, we've never had one, which was about 40%, which is ridiculous. And the second biggest category was 22%, something like that, said we don't know. So 64% of companies actually said that they've never had a mobile security breach or don't know if they've ever had a security breach. Two-thirds of companies don't have any idea what data is leaking out of their organization, despite the fact that if you talk to most users of mobile devices, they will admit that at one time or another, data has escaped from their devices. Either they've sent it somewhere where it shouldn't have gone, or they don't know if they've gotten hacked, but clearly there are hacks out there. So security is one of those holistic issues that companies all say they're interested in. By the way, very few spend enough money doing it. It's usually not high on the list, unless you've gotten breached, unless you've gotten hacked. But mobile security in general and security overall, I fully agree with you, Adam. You have to have a holistic view. And mobile security in and of itself doesn't make sense. You have to have corporate security with mobile as a component of that overall security model. And so I don't want to offend anybody in the audience, but if you're a mobile security company and that's all you do, you're not doing the right thing.
And you know what? That's a great way to look at it, Jack. And you know, one of the things that picking up on both what you and Adam said, I actually think, although you talk about corporate security, security starts with the people. And you know, on your panel yesterday, I asked a question of how it works with users. And Adam, I like the fact that you said transparent, because I don't think security should be invisible. People should know it's there, sort of like a window. You know the window's there,
right? But
you can get your work done.
It doesn't get in the way.
And I think that, you know, when you start looking at Maribel's right time experiences, and we talk about security and enabling people, and you know, one of the things I talked about in my keynote was shadow IT versus shadow innovation. Most people are just trying to get their work done. And what security tends to call shadow IT is truly, I found an easier way to do it that saves me time and allows me to get more stuff done or have more time to do other things. Yeah. And that's shadow innovation. And I think that, you know, I'm going to throw it over to Maribel, but I think that what that allows you to do is say, how do I enable my people? Which hits your app theme that you were talking about, talks about your right time experiences. But I'm going to let you kind of run with that for a minute, Maribel.
The right time experiences. Yeah, so I think to circle back on both what they were talking about, security, I think that people frequently use security as something to stop innovation, right? And I've got two sets of studies, much like Jack. You know, I've got one where they say mobile security and mobile is the number one concern. I've got one that says security and overarching IT stack is the number one concern. Yet nobody seems to be really spending any money on it.
Right.
And I think that it's a real challenge for organizations to try to figure out what to do. We have a lot of technology, and I think security has always been a technology stack. So if we just say that there are solutions and we can pull together an overarching structure for those solutions, right? Then you get into what I think is a greater problem that you were picking up on of how do I get my work done easier, right? And a lot of what we're thinking about is apps versus workflows. And so I think when you think about the workflow, there's sort of obvious things that you do on certain devices. Right? And there might be a combination of data from different apps that have to come to a device so that you can get your work done faster. So I think to get to this concept of right time experiences, right information where you need it on any device, I think you need to think about the workflow and then map your design to that. And then you also have to map your security to that, because you're not going to try to type in, you know, a 6-digit passcode into an Apple Watch, right, as an example.
Yeah, so, you know, I want to use that because I know we only have a couple minutes left to actually take that and jump in.
So I've got like 2 minutes, 3 minutes.
And jump into what Adam said of the importance of identity, because I don't think it's something that we were talking about
right. Three,
4 years ago. And today, I think people realize that identity is central to the mobile experience. You know, you have people who that's all they do as part of security. It's identity and access management. But, yeah, you guys are the experts up here, so
it's
who wants to start
experience.
With it?
I mean, you have to know who I am and how many gizmos I have and where those gizmos should be and do I have access to data?
I think we should learn, too, from previous generations of computing, right? I mean, this whole identity management thing, you know, you look back to, you know, previous generations of computing when it was more centralized and more PC-oriented or client-server-oriented, there's a lot we can learn on how identity management was handled in that domain and apply it to this domain. And I think that's something that a lot of people in enterprise don't necessarily think about. They're like, oh, mobile is something completely new. It's like, well, yeah, but they're computers, right? I mean, it's a computing environment. So if I look at identity and access management, how do I handle that in my previous generations of computing, and how do I translate that? Yes, some things are going to be different, but what did I learn from that domain, and how do I apply it to, you know, the transformative domain of mobility?
Okay, so we're getting the hook here, so I'm going to finish up, Kiki, each 1 minute, and then you can use less. Say,
it's good because we only have a minute.
one last lesson you want to leave, and where they can either get a hold of you or your research. And we'll also put it in the liner notes for the podcast so that they'll be able to get to your website. But let's start with you, Jack, and go across.
So one final comment I'd like to make around the security aspect, because we spent a lot of time here in security, and that is that most companies focus on security as a technology issue. What companies really need to do is focus on security as a people issue. A lot of the problems that companies have with security and security breaches is because they don't educate their users on the proper use, especially in mobile, proper use of tools and technology. Rather than trying to just throw technology, back-end technology at it, actually work with your users to have them understand what's the appropriate use, what they should and shouldn't do. And around identity management is going to be the next key phase of not just mobility, but all technology going forward, IoT especially. Because if I'm walking around with six or seven devices, as I'm going to be doing in the next couple of years, and I have to log in on each one uniquely with a unique password and a unique identity, it's going to be really ugly. So that's going to be a very key aspect.
And where can they get your research?
You can reach me at www.jgoldassociates.com, and I have all the contact information there, and you can email me as well.
Maribel.
Okay, so if I had to say one thing people needed to do in mobile to be successful is to think about what kind of context or functionality you could take out of mobile. Can you use the camera in your processes? Can you use sensors in the processes that are beyond location? So really think about how you can take the functions of mobile and create contextual services.
And where can they reach you?
M. Lopez, M-L-O-P-E-Z, at lopezresearch.com.
Adam.
Thank you. So to wrap it up, I would say that security is a journey, just like mobility is a journey, and you shouldn't be thinking about, oh, well, I should do this in mobility or this in security because my peer does, but you should learn from them and take it as a lesson to learn from people at M Enterprise and other places what you can do, kind of the art of the possible, and design thinking. So take a design thinking approach to what you're doing and don't say, oh, because this person, this organization has done this, I need to do that. And you can find me at APSmarketing.net, and I've got lots of case studies about things I've done at various networking, security, and mobility companies there.
And guys, can we get a hand for these three?
Thank you. Thank you, Brian.
And thank you all for being part of the latest edition of the MobileCast, and this will go live the next week and a half. And we are here at M Enterprise in Boston. And thank you.